So we're talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So this whole series, that we're mini-series, is all about the Holy Spirit, the work of the Spirit in our lives. We've seen that the Spirit is a person. He's part of the Trinity. He's available to us all. He's in us all. He guides us and prompts us, and we learn to listen to his promptings and follow his voice. And he provides the power that we need in our Christian walk. So we've already looked at some of that. And he'll show in our lives in all sorts of ways, and the fruit of the Spirit is one of the ways that the Spirit will show in our lives. So that's why we're talking about it today. And one of the purposes of the Spirit coming into our lives is to change us and make us more like Jesus. And all these attributes that we're looking at are evidence in God and in Jesus. So changing us makes us more like him. So that's the that's the whole thing. I just dropped the what's name. It's all right, just not broken. Thank you. And Chris is going to read these verses for us. Thank you, Chris. Over to you.
You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But don't use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbour as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you'll be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you're not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let's keep in step with the Spirit.
Thank you, Chris. So that was Galatians 5:13-25. So, little bit of fun, who knows the song? Me and Lynn have been learning the song. Who knows it? For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For such there is no law. Some people know it, yay! I'm going to take this off, otherwise it's my voice on the recording. So, let's do it together. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For such there is no law. And again, fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. For such there is no law. She had to learn it from me singing it into her phone. So thank you, Lynn, for learning the chords. It's all worked out. Right, so I'm just going to run through them really quickly. Do you like my little emoticons that I've given you there? I have got, because I was researching online, I have got some fuller handouts on all of these if you're really interested, but it's quite long, so I'm not going to go through all them all. So I'm just going to run through quickly what these are, because it is one of the examples of the English translation not quite capturing the fullness of the original words. So, the word for love is the agape love, which means a deliberate attitude of goodwill, generosity, and devotion to others, regardless of whether they're the same to you. So well done to Cheeto's family for showing love to the man who yelled at them. Joy. Now, this is a joy that's not dependent on what's going on in your life or around you. It means focusing on God and his joy and not on your circumstances. I'm just going to go more central here because I feel funny on one side. Peace, again, regardless of the circumstances. It's being content knowing that God is in control of events. Patience. Oh, goodness. Now, this means long-suffering, forbearance, perseverance, and steadfastness. That's my little man is showing a bit of a in his face. It's the ability to endure ill treatment from life or from other people without lashing out or paying back. Whew, difficult. You enjoy my little pictures? Kindness is choosing the right course of action in each circumstance. It's deliberately choosing to help other people, even if that means putting ourselves out. Now, goodness, I had trouble distinguishing between kindness and goodness, but goodness, that it seems to be doing the right thing in all circumstances, no matter how hard, and having an inner strength to stick to what you know is right. So these are a tall order, aren't they? We'll keep going. Faithfulness, complete faith and trust in God and following him in all circumstances. Gentleness. Now, this is the one that is often translated as meekness. So in this context, it means submission to God, accepting his guidance and correction. Self-control. Mastery over our sinful impulses, which we read about in that Galatians passage about the sins of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. So it's mastery over those and choosing instead to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Whew, tall order. But it gets worse, I found, because if you keep looking, one thing I discovered was it's fruit, singular, not fruits, plural. So these are not nine, they're actually not nine individual fruits from which we could pick and choose. It's one super fruit. Ta-da! Which encompasses all these attributes. And now I've got some visual aids for you. We've got an abundance of visual aids this morning with these lovely things that Elizabeth's brought. And some satsumas. Here you go. Take, help yourself, eat. The rinds go in the green bin when you're done. You can take more than one because it's quite a lot. I didn't know how many people would be here. Hang on, let me take some for the back row. Here we go, gentlemen. Oh, Elizabeth's going to pass around a bowl for your rinds. Excellent. So organised. So, it's described as the fruit of the Spirit, a fruit made up of lots of things. So, just as you were discovering, your satsumas are made up of a peel, a pith, segments, pips, juice, fleshy bits. So, all those bits are in the same fruit, and as in our super fruit of the Spirit, it's all the different attributes that we've just been looking at. And just to keep the analogy going, like a normal fruit, the fruit of the Spirit needs tending in our lives. If you pick a fruit off a tree, the fruit dries out or rots. And if it's not cared for, the fruit dies on the tree. So it's similar with the fruit of the Spirit. God gives it, but we need to nurture it and grow it. It needs our ongoing spiritual development to keep the fruit going. And I'll come back to that in a bit, so hang on to that thought. So something else I realised while looking at all this is that it's the fruit of the Spirit. So it's the Spirit's fruit. And as Lynn mentioned earlier when she was leading worship, we are often encouraged to be more kind, to be more patient, etc., to have peace in our lives. But there's only so much of that we can do ourselves. I'm well aware there's only so much of that I can do in my own strength. We need the Holy Spirit, don't we, to help us. So the fullness of these wonderful attributes comes from the Spirit. And I've got some verses here. And so in Philippians 2:13, it says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." And Hebrews 13:20 to 21, "Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do his will." So we need God to help us with all this stuff. And as I mentioned earlier, these attributes or qualities, love, joy, peace, etc., are evident in God, in Jesus. I'm sure we can all think of examples from the Bible, but I won't go through it all. So what that means is that it's God's love, God's joy, God's peace, God's goodness, etc., that comes into us. So I found that a bit scary and a bit encouraging all at the same time, that God imparts his qualities into us and we grow them in ourselves with Spirit helping us. And Jesus tells us in John chapter 15 that he's the vine and we're the branches. So it's an old analogy, just as the branches draw their life from the vine, we draw our life from Jesus. He imparts his qualities into us, which includes the fruit of the Spirit. What else have we got? So we've looked at what these 9 qualities are, which are helpfully laid out here and on the board. Thank you, ladies. And we've seen that we need the Holy Spirit to grow this fruit in us, but we need to do our part as well. We're not just passive receivers. It needs to be grown in us, as I mentioned earlier. And our attitude and our actions affect how Holy Spirit works in us. So we can quench his power and influence. Ephesians 4 verse 30 says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Or we can participate in what he wants to do in us. 1 Peter 1:15, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." So we've got our bit to do as well. Another really well-known illustration is Matthew 14, when Peter steps out of the boat. So Jesus gave Peter the power to walk on water, but he needed to take that first step. So we need to take a first step. We need to be willing to work with God on these areas and the Holy Spirit to help us. And then more and more is imparted into us. So that's that. I'm keeping an eye on the time. However, we in our human nature, it's a shame Lawrence isn't here because he uses a great verse, "Swerve to rot." He says, "Everything swerves to rot." And that's our human nature in that Galatians passage about drunkenness, orgies, debauchery, anger, selfishness. That's our human nature wants to go that way, and the Spirit's nature wants to go the other way. So there's this constant battle going on. And that's the verse that we read earlier. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like, in case it's not all covered in that. And the Christian life is a battle of that old nature against our new nature, because in 2 Corinthians 5:17 it says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And there's a picture of a rotten orange and our super fruit. There's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So that's the comparison. So we're always battling our human nature, trying to become more like Jesus with the Holy Spirit helping us. And it is a battle, because even Paul says in Romans 7:14-25, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. However, I can do all things in him who strengthens me," Philippians 4:13. So we've looked at what the 9 qualities are briefly, which together make up the super fruit that we should be displaying in our lives. We've seen that we need the Holy Spirit to grow this fruit in us. We've seen that we have a part to play as well, and it's a battle between the old nature and the new. Stay with me for a little bit longer. But it's not all about us, because how we are affects those around us. I'm sure we can all identify with that. And growing these qualities in our lives doesn't only mean we're changing, becoming more like Jesus, but it affects everybody around us. And this is a fantastic quote I found online. A Christian who is walking and operating in all aspects of the fruit of the Spirit is a powerful witness and will draw others to Jesus. Isn't that good? And then there's a magnet on the picture because we're drawing people to Jesus. So don't be disheartened. Be encouraged. We have to realize this won't happen overnight. It's a lifelong process. Discipleship, transformation, and spiritual growth takes time. It's a journey. And it might be painful at times. We don't like to admit that we need to change. We don't like to change. I don't like to change. And of course, I'm perfect as I am. But the Spirit works with us and prompts us about areas we need to work on with him. And we can't make ourselves like Jesus, but we can keep on directing our attention to him and working with the Spirit to develop the fruit in our lives. And just to finish off with, Philippians 1:6, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you, in me, in us, will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And there's a little bit here of a flower, which is us growing in God. That's it. Thank you very much. I'm done.